If you've heard about United Airlines and their social media crisis, well, in this episode, I'm going to break down how businesses need to insulate themselves, protect their brand, and how to be proactive against a PR nightmare.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
All right, so I'm sure by now you've heard the news story about United Airlines and their social video crisis. So to give you a quick recap, in case you happen to live under a rock and you didn't hear about this story, well, on April 9th, United Airlines made headlines for all the reasons a business would never want to be in the news, because a 69-year-old passenger who just so happened to be a doctor was dragged off the airplane by police. Because the flight was overbooked, and passengers on that flight before the dragging of the doctor were offered $800 to voluntarily leave the flight, but when nobody took the money, well, they had to resort to a random draw, which ultimately selected the doctor and some other passengers to get removed. Now, there's the first video, and that's the video that you've probably seen. I know it's the one that I saw, and it caused quite a stir because the man looked like the victim. But a few days later, a second video, which kind of told a more complete story, surfaced. But at that point, the damage had already been done to United Airlines. While this was a situation that would no doubt attract really bad press, the other video shows the man saying that he's willing to being dragged off the plane, or you're going to have to forcibly take me off this plane, which is basically consent. That'll come up later on in court. But what I'm interested in is how we proactively use the power of video for brands to protect them against PR nightmares. And that's why Amanda Melindo is with me. She's a Wirebuzz inbound marketer and copywriter. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining me in the Wirebuzz studio. Now, I'm sure you saw this story when it came out, right?
Of course.
Who didn't, right? And this video is super damaging to United Airlines. We're going to get into the losses that United Airlines has incurred later on in this conversation. But Amanda, recognizing that everybody has a camera in their back pocket or their purse, stories like this are going to become more common than ever before, don't you think?
Absolutely. We're already seeing that happening. You know, the person that's going to get this story out before is the victim or bystanders that have their camera out already.
And I think that's really interesting because as you're starting to look at it, by the way, I used to be, for those of you who are just listening for the first time, I used to be a reporter for Clear Channel, and they send me to the largest events that are happening. And what I do know is the first person that gets the story out shapes the story, right?
Right.
And what we saw with United Airlines is probably 90% of people only know the first video. All right. And so I'm sure, Amanda, you saw that video, right?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, we're seeing so many other videos like it with social media, whether it's video, whether it is text or tweets. We all can find news real time, and companies, brands, they have no control over what's getting out there. You know, while video can do wonders for your company, the way video is used today means that anyone can be making videos, especially live videos on what's happening in real time. In those cases, you don't have control over how you're portrayed or how the public receives the news.
And this happens for both big and small companies, right? Like a candid video can easily be really, really damaging. And people trust videos to tell the truth, and that can actually work against them, right?
Of course. Yeah, we need to recognize that today's consumers are ready to hold authority figures and businesses accountable. And, you know, in a sense, that's good. That's a good thing that we're all—
It might even be a great equalizer.
It is, yeah. But, you know, it's, of course, going to be horrible for the person that is on the receiving end of the criticism. And the best thing you can do is to try to address the problem strategically and quickly and make sure that it doesn't happen before it starts. Brief your team on how to handle a situation where you're going to be out in the public or something might get misinterpreted, and make sure that everyone is on the same page. Because I think since all of this is so new, people don't realize that live video, you know, can just happen at any moment. The more we can internally address this issue, the easier it will be to control it in
Absolutely.
The future.
You know, one of the things that I find interesting about crisis management situations and the use of video is my former boss at the Premier Radio Network went on to open up his own boutique agency that he helps celebrities deal exclusively with crisis management. And one of his mantras is like, if you don't have a plan before any crisis comes out, it's already too late to control the story. So give me an idea. When is the right time for a company to share their side of the story?
Right. This should be happening on a regular basis. We're always saying you want, you know, great testimonial videos, great explainer videos to kind of communicate your brand story. This shouldn't be a last minute solution. This should be something that's integrated into your marketing and sales and everything that is about your business.
It's like a safety net.
It is. Yeah. Right? So that being said, how would you suggest that companies, you know, take an active stance to protect themselves from the inevitable social video crisis?
Yeah, I think it's a really important conversation to be had because, you know, like my former boss, if you're waiting for a crisis, it's too late. So you really have to insulate yourself. And businesses need to become more comfortable taking their success stories that they have that happen all the time. I mean, look, just in this office, we have success stories that, you know, we live on and we share in our own internal meetings or share socially with people that don't get into the office. But those heartfelt success stories that revolve around every business are the ones that people need to get more comfortable packaging and presenting. And right now, when a success story happens, a company may curate an internal email sharing those stories. But as a result of negative social videos, that can critically damage a business overnight. So smart businesses need to do a better job at gathering those stories from the beginning and then quickly turning them into social videos. The reason you want to use video is people are significantly more interested in video than text. And the more companies share these successes, the more they're going to earn goodwill that's going to insulate them from the inevitable social video crisis when it surfaces. And every day, every business out there helps their customers in extraordinary ways. And let me give you an example. You have to start sharing those wins with the world. Like, how many times a week does United Airlines help a man get onto an airplane so he could be there when his baby is being delivered? That happens probably in every airport at least once a week around the country for United Airlines. But that story is lost, right? Or in my life, like the time when my mom flew in from Europe because my grandmother was on her deathbed and I met my mom at LAX and Southwest Airlines got us on the very next flight to Las Vegas so we could be there at the bedside when my grandmother made her last breath. You know, these are stories about how these airlines help us on a daily basis so we can have better access or better outcomes in our lives so we can be there for people that we care for. And those are stories that companies need to get better at gathering. They need to have like a light bulb that goes off on the top of their head. So they need to gather and collect those stories and then get comfortable filming and sharing them. And that's how companies really insulate themselves or protect their company against social crisis. And you can see right now that if United Airlines had routinely been creating really powerful, authentic social video, sharing heartfelt stories about how they touched or enhanced a customer's life. When that video surfaced of the United Airlines passenger being dragged down the aisle, United customers would have already had United Airlines back. Instead, United Airlines was vulnerable because they weren't curating stories and sharing them in order to insulate themselves from the inevitable.
Right.
You know, I actually look at it like this. If, you know the saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure? How much did that passenger getting dragged down the aisle actually hurt United Airlines? Do you have any idea? Like how much money they lost?
No, I don't.
Okay, so I don't know how many people didn't buy tickets after, okay? But what I can tell you is Forbes reported that United stock fell 1.1% following the incident, which wiped out, get this, $255 million off of the airline's market cap. Now, maybe an ounce of prevention is an understatement. I mean, just think about it this way. What United Airlines and every brand should be doing is creating social insurance. And that comes in the form of video stories. At the highest amount, United Airlines would have paid a couple $100,000 to tell their amazing customer stories. It would have been heartfelt. It wouldn't have felt like marketing. It would have felt like what a great airlines that's lifting up people's lives and being a part of it. But instead, their pound of cure was a loss of $255 million. That hurts.
Oh, yeah.
Because they weren't prepared.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think what you're saying here is that brands of all sizes need to find a way to humanize themselves. You know, it's a lot easier to point fingers and get angry at the authority or at a logo.
Right.
You know, but if we can see people being people, or we have a lot more sympathy for, you know, groups trying to achieve something together as a business rather than, oh, you know, you're trying to take my money. You're trying to get me off of this flight.
When you don't have an emotional connection to a business is actually cold, right?
Yeah.
It's an inanimate object. And the only way that you warm up that business is if you tell that business's stories. And there are a lot of airlines that do a great job around holidays. Like, they're going to try to show you that video of the airlines that's bringing the war veteran home and the family's going to hug at the terminal. And I'm the biggest sap. Like, I've walked through plenty of airlines in this country. You guys know that I fly like nonstop like a freak. And I walk through airlines and I see these people holding up the signs like, "Welcome home, Dad." And I'm like stuck there. Like, if I'm on a layover, I'm stuck. I got to wait for Dad to walk down there. I got to wait for the hug. Amanda, I'm like crying, bawling my head off, right?
Yeah.
And clapping. Those things happen every day around the country. And it doesn't matter if it's United Airlines. It could be a jewelry store or a home builder or, you know, my mom that decorates homes. Every company needs to be creating stories to protect themselves against negative Yelp reviews or stories, right? It's all about developing a brand.
Yeah. All right, Todd. So how do our listeners begin with social video that is humanizing and can connect with their audience to insulate them from risk?
Yeah, I think you start with, like all great things in life start with, which is an Excel spreadsheet. And no, I think people should keep a list of anything. It could be a spreadsheet. It could be a Word doc. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be notes on your Mac or your phone. But what people should really be doing is keeping a list of these amazing stories that happen, and then get really comfortable telling those stories in a way that doesn't feel like marketing. Okay. And I know from when I spoke to the jewelers, and I didn't share this in my speech, that my wife and I have an amazing story about how we broke up. And there's a ring involved in that story. And when I tell that story to jewelers, it resonates with them because that's the connection that they have on a daily basis with their customers, because they have these stories that walk through their door. If you're a home builder, you've got stories about people that you've gone above and beyond to get them into the home before, let's say, the company worked overtime to make this family's dream come true. Every business, every industry has these stories. Collect them. And when you collect them, think about how you're going to film and tell that story so you can push it out socially. Because if you don't do anything with these stories, they don't help, right? Sure, they may help your team, and people get patted on the back, but you also have to make sure that these stories are getting out in the world where people are already looking for information, and they'll get discovered when you put them out on social. But Amanda, even if you're creating stories on the front end of a crisis, right? Before a crisis arrives, which I actually think people should get very comfortable at doing that. But even if you are doing that, you still have to know how to protect and respond when crisis happens. Don't you agree?
Definitely. I mean, you want to make sure that you have a controlled message going out to solidify yourself against more damage or future damage. You know, get your CEO and your leaders on video addressing some of the points that make your company stand out from your competitors.
And this actually came up in our 2017 trends. We came up with like 20 or 21 of the most important uses of video marketing. We talked about crisis situations. And what you have to do, this is just my probably among my most valuable tips. Don't make the mistake of using the 1990 playbook in 2017. So that 1990 playbook is what most PR companies, crisis management teams, and in-house marketers default to because they've seen it. So if your company has a crisis, like you're the CEO of United Airlines, don't go on Oprah and sit on that couch, or don't go on 60 Minutes and serve yourself up to be interviewed, because what's going to happen is that media person, which used to be me, is going to hit you with a full body blow of sucker punches to make your CEO look stupid. And that doesn't protect your brand, even if they're friendly. Like, I just heard an interview with Lance Armstrong. Lance Armstrong was talking about when he came out to rectify the situation, he went and did an interview on Oprah, thinking him and Oprah were friends and it would come out great, but he didn't like the way his brand was taken care of. Now, that's a 1990 playbook. The way you insulate your brand in a crisis situation is you create your own video. As Amanda mentioned, very tightly scripted. You have your CEO looking into a camera, maybe reading from a teleprompter, but reading it so many times that you can take your choice select cuts and pull together that story. But the CEO is going to explain it exactly the way the team has scripted it. So you control the outgoing message, you can control public perception on it, and he doesn't embarrass himself or step into more problems along the way.
You know, something that comes to mind is podcast episode 66, when you and Marcus were talking about the Samsung video campaign.
Absolutely.
That was just the best use of showing people how they are solving their problems. They were literally smashing or trying to smash the phones that were malfunctioning. And they, you know, they went a step further by...
They were proactive.
Yeah.
They acknowledged the problem, which we would always tell people to do, right? Mm-hmm. Acknowledge the problem, be proactive, show the steps that your company is taking to resolve this problem. And, you know, the American spirit is a spirit of redemption.
Yeah.
Like people, if you're forthright about it, people will if they feel like you've been punished properly, they'll allow you to be redeemed.
Totally.
You know, Amanda, really good information. I think this is valuable for any business. It doesn't matter. If you think you're saying to yourself, Todd, this isn't valuable to me because, you know, we got a small business, it's always helpful to get on the front end. It's always helpful to create goodwill. If your company is sponsoring, let's say, the American Heart Association or a local cancer hospital, like right down the street here, we have the Virginia Piper Cancer Center where my wife went to. If your company is sponsoring something like that, that's also goodwill. You should be wrapping your brand in a very non-marketing way, but letting people know that you're involved in the community, that you're proactively involved in making your community a better place. And when you do have a crisis situation like United Airlines or somebody who walks into your restaurant and films your waitress being rude and then pushes it out on social, if you're on the front end and you create enough social videos, people will give you a pass because they visually have seen how many times your company has done great things, right? Protect yourself, be proactive, create a plan in advance. Oh, and maybe most importantly, always use video because it'll get you the best results. Cool?
Yeah.
All right. Well, she's Amanda Melindo. She's a inbound marketer and a copywriter here at Wirebuzz. Amanda, thanks for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you for inviting me. It was a great conversation.
Yeah, fun topic. And for those of you that would like more information, if you want to get access to the story that I shared with you about how much money United Airlines lost, this Forbes story, you can always get access to it on the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/79. I also have a really funny cartoon that doesn't lend well for a podcast, but I'm going to put on the show notes page of Forbes making fun of United Airlines. You'll get a good laugh out of it. And an easy way to remember episode 79 of the podcast is, well, McDonald's introduced the Happy Meal in 1979. I know because that was big time for me. I'd get McDonald's and a toy. That happened in 79. Michael Jackson released his first breakthrough album, Off the Wall. It sold 7 million copies in the U.S. alone. I know because, well, if you've listened to a past episode, I grew up Jackson. Tito Jackson was my Little League coach, and his kids were my best friends growing up. And the sponsor of our Little League team, and yes, this was in 1979, the sponsor on our shoulder said the Jackson 5. Pretty, pretty awesome. That happened in 79. Wirebuzz.com/79. Hey, if you want to know what topics to select that are right for your business, we created a free worksheet that helps you decide the profitable topics for your business. It's called the Topic Selection Worksheet for a reason, and you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/topics. That's wirebuzz.com/topics. If you want to subscribe to this podcast, make sure that you go to iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. We're always posting new ones, 2 episodes a week. And by subscribing, we will automatically send you the latest episode direct to your mobile device so you can rock out to Todd while you're in the car or at the gym. You know you want to. Learn as you go and turn this into a really good opportunity for you to become a better marketer. So when you sit down at the table in your office, you're at that table, you're the video marketing master.